Raising Tech Healthy Humans: How to Reset Your Children's Tech Habits and Give Them a Great Start to Life. Written by Daniel C. Narrated by Daniel C. and Kylie C. With additional narration by Naomi, Caleb, and Jethro C. Dedication. To my friend, Michael Vidal, who taught me so much about loving life and raising humans before leaving this earth far too quickly. To my mum, Wendy Fuller, who has modelled consistency and unconditional love. And to my wife, Kylie C., who is a constant source of joy, wisdom, and inspiration to so many. Thank you for helping us all become better humans. This audiobook is best read with the companion PDF, which is available at raisinghumans.au/audio. We will refer to this PDF with the terms See Diagram 1 or See Footnote 1. Who should read this book? As parents, we are stretched for time. It's hard enough to get our children to their next soccer game, let alone carve out time to read a long book. That's why I have written a practical parenting handbook for people like myself, who are run off their feet and in need of solutions. It contains essential information to help parents make informed tech choices for their children without the faff. And while I wrote this book to be read in about 2 hours, I want to ensure that your time is well spent. Space is precious. So, before you dive in, please take a few minutes to read the next few pages to discover if this book is a smart investment of your focus and energy. See Diagram 1. As a productivity trainer, professional speaker, and award-winning author, I speak at conferences around Australia about the impact of digital overuse on our health, happiness, and productivity. Typically, these events are for leaders, managers, and professionals who are always online and in need of more space. And whenever I speak, someone invariably asks me a parenting question: can you help my child make space and unplug from their screens? So I wrote this book.
Raising Tech Healthy Humans is a guidebook specifically for parents with primary school-aged children between 5 and 12 years old who are concerned about the impacts of digital overuse on their child's development. See footnote 1. These parents are insightful enough to realise that doing what everyone else is doing is a recipe for hardship. They are brave enough to take action for the health of their children even when this is hard. They are positive enough to seek solutions. As I speak with parents across the country, there is a growing awareness and concern about the adverse effects of screens on our children's health and happiness. Some of us have extensive knowledge about this. Others simply have an intuitive sense that something is amiss. Almost all of us are observant enough to see that too much time on a device has negative side effects on our children's behaviour. You may be concerned about the growing epidemic of anxiety among young people and the impact of social media on their mental health. You may be aware of the growing evidence of a connection between excessive online gaming and ADHD. You may be worried about the darker side of the web, such as online grooming or pornography. Or you may simply be frustrated by how hard it is to get your child off their iPad and long for the days when kids rode bikes, climbed trees, and played board games with their friends. Whatever your reasons for picking up this book, my aim is to help you establish better tech habits and routines with your children and preteens. Rather than write a long, detailed book about why we need to change, my aim is to focus on practical advice about how to make a start. My assumption is that you have a base level knowledge about why too much time online or looking at a screen is concerning. For the purposes of this book, it's enough to realise that children become irritable and emotionally labile when they spend all day swiping on a device. For those who like a bit more detail, I have outlined 3 essential ideas about why change is needed in part 1, Setting the Scene. There are also links at the back of the book with recommended reading and resources. We then move to practical applications in part 2, the Starter Framework, and finish with a checklist of next actions in part 3.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?